IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, where welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani are two special guest speakers for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Rouhani. Welcome to you, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the events which took place after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, after the day of Ashura. So many people, so many of the companions, family members, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam, Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, the other ladies and the children were taken as the captives of the war, prisoners of the war. They were taken to the great Levant or Shamat. They were taken to the Green Palace of the Umayyads of Yazid on that time. What events took place over there and what was the role of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in order to keep alive the memory of Ashura. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us some details and a picture about what happened after Karbala tragedy.
Yes, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me mention some preliminary points in this respect. First of all, we should know that the Bani Umayya or the Amawids, their hearts were full of hatred against the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt and the household of the Prophet. Why? Because first of all, if you go back to the history before Islam, the grandfather of the Holy Prophet Hashim and the grandfather of Bani Umayya, Umayya, between these two figures there was a kind of competition or struggle over ruling on the city of Mecca and serving the Zuwar and the visitors of Mecca.
Yes.
And then finally, Umayya was forced to leave Mecca and go to Levant, to the Damascus, for example, today.
Yes.
And then they had this hatred from Hashim because they were forced to leave Mecca.
Yes.
And Hashim got the control of Mecca and was serving the people who visit Mecca. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ became prophet, then again Abu Sufyan thought that, okay, it's again Bani Hashim who is getting all the control of Mecca and this area.
Yes.
And then again we have to leave Mecca.
Yes.
So this time Abu Sufyan tried his best to kill the prophet, to put an end to Islam, because according to his understanding, Islam was a kind of tribal, let's say, idea.
Mm-hmm.
That Hashim or Banu Hashim, the children of Hashim, trying to spread their power or authority over these areas.
Yes.
He tried his best many times to kill the Prophet. Finally, he attacked many times Medina to kill the Prophet, but he couldn't. Finally, he was defeated by the Prophet ﷺ when Prophet conquered Mecca. On the day of conquerance and victory of Mecca, Prophet freed and actually let them free, I mean, the people of Mecca, including Abu Sufyan.
Yes.
And Umayyads.
Yes.
Bani Umayya and the children of Bani Umayya.
So this was the mercy and the rahmah of
this was the mercy
Muhammad
of the Prophet, but there was a kind of misunderstanding from this, because when the Prophet said, "Antum at-tulaqa," this, it actually, what you can say, made more strong the hatred of Bani Umayya to Bani Hashim, including the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that on the day of Ashura, after the day of Ashura, many times Yazid mentioned this, that on the day of Mecca, Fath Mecca,
yes,
the victory of Mecca, you belittled us, you insulted us, you Bani Hashim, you children of Hashim, and now we took revenge of that event from you, the children of Ahlul Bayt. That was the reason that Muawiyah tried many times to kill Amir al-Mu'mineen.
Okay.
That's finally he killed Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was poisoned by one of the wives of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, who was motivated by Muawiyah.
Yes.
So the children of Bani Umayyah had always this kind of hatred in their hearts towards the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet. So that is why we see that after the Shahada of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, they burned the tents of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Nothing like that took place in the history of Islam.
Never. Yeah, they took the children of the Prophet as captives.
Yes.
You know, as...
No children were taken as the captives
and
up
also
to that time.
The women even.
Yes, yes.
They captured, they took women as captives.
That's right.
And then they took them not only to Damascus, to Levant, they took them from a city to another city to show to the people that, look, the children of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
yes,
the way that they defeated us in Mecca, now we defeated him. Yeah, by the children. This was the reason. This was because of this hatred that Yazid had in his own heart, as his grandmother of Yazid killed Hamza to say Hamza and took out the heart of Hamza by his servant Wahshi.
Yes.
So, you know, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave Wahshi, forgave Abu Sufyan, and said that anta mutulaqa on the day of Fath Makkah. Yes. But unfortunately, from the Amawid sides, it just more actually motivated them to express their hatreds and all those events after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
So this was the main reason that this way they wanted to belittle Ahlul Bayt. They wanted to insult Ahlul Bayt. They wanted to kill them. You know, even it said that on the dead bodies of Shuhada.
Yes, they trampled the horses.
Yeah, with the horses.
Yes.
None of the, and also they took the heads of Shuhada.
Yes.
From Karbala to Kufa and from Kufa to Levant.
To Levant, so, that's right.
So this kind of things never happened in the history.
On a spear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is why we see that it was the expression of hatred by Amawids to the Prophet and to the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Nice, interesting points mentioned by. So historical roots has to be studied again.
Exactly.
Why the story of Karbala took place and why so much revenge and harshness of revenge was over there. Hussein, Hussein. But what happened exactly in the palace of Umayyads in Great Levant by Yazid Shaykh Fadai?
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. You know, as my brother mentioned, the kingdom of Muawiyah was placed in Levant or Sham.
Yes.
Because at that time, before that, in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he had control, Amir al-Mu'mineen had control on Iraq and Hijaz, what you call it today, Iraq and Saudi Arabia at that time. And Muawiyah couldn't take control on these two parts. Because of that, he opened his kingdom in the place, what we call it, Sham. His kingdom was in Sham, Muawiyah, and then his son, Yazid, continued this kingdom, this control in Sham. So the palace of Yazid was in the city that his father ruled. So they were there. So the event of Ashura took place in Karbala, in Iraq.
Yes.
In the 11th day of Muharram, the captives, under the order, by the order of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, they went to the palace of Ibn Ziyad at that time in Iraq.
Yes.
And then they were sent to Sham or Levant.
And there's a long way, isn't it?
And you can consider this a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And in what time? That was summer.
Summertime?
It was summertime.
Yes.
In the hot cities of Iraq and Damascus, Syria, that we call it. You know, even it's hard to
on
have
foods.
This journey by cars.
Yes.
Let alone on foot or on camels.
Yes.
You know, it is intolerable to do that.
Yes, yes.
And then after this hardship, imagine that the people, what kind of people? Women, children, the women and children that faced and watched the brutal killing of their fathers, their brothers, and then they watched the bodies of their families, the tortured bodies.
Yes.
You know, even after the death, they didn't leave the bodies. They saw all of these events.
Yes.
You know, if we see these events, we will die.
Yes.
So that was a miracle by God that they didn't die, because there was a goal. I will talk about that. Yes. So they could pass this long way, which is impossible to do that for usual people, for usual ordinary people to watch those scenes and after that have these long trips. So by the order of Ibn Ziyad, they were sent to Shamat or Levant to the palace of Ibn Ziyad.
Yes.
So what happened? You know, then at the palace of Ibn Ziyad, even in the way before and after the second part of Karbala happened. The first part was those martyrdoms.
Yes.
So Imam Hussein, his companions, his families, brothers, children, they were killed in the battlefield of Karbala. This was the first part. Usually we Muslim doesn't consider the Karbala in the right way. But Karbala didn't finish. And that event.
That's right.
If Lady Zainab and Imam Sajjad didn't continue those movements, the movement would die at that scene. The second part was done by Lady Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So what happened in the second part? In the second part, they tried to talk with people. They tried to explain what happened. So Imam Hussein at the beginning of his movement said, مثلي لا يبايع مثلك, calling Yazid.
Yes.
It means someone like me never give allegiance to you.
Yes, someone
so
like you.
Why? Yes. Because the religion was being distorted. Religion was coming out of the way. So that was the reason of the movement of Imam Hussein. So if Lady Zainab and Imam Sajjad didn't continue this way, so the main goal of Imam Hussein would not be completed. After
Lady As the Zainab, famous Persian poem says, Karbala dar Karbala mimand agar Zainab nabud.
Yes.
Okay, if there was no Zainab, the story of Karbala will remain untold.
That is the reality.
Okay.
If you see the history, you can see that after these explanations by Imam Sajjad and Lady Zainab, some movement started to happen. For example, the movement of Tawwabin, the movement of Mukhtar.
Yes.
These was the goals and the effect of what Lady Zainab and Imam Sajjad did.
Okay.
And after that, even now, nowadays, we see the history. What we see? We see what these two famous people and honored people explained it for us. Unless we just think that there was some happening, some people were killed, that's it. So they cleared the event of Karbala. This is what this was not an ordinary battle. Yazid tried to destroy religion completely. You know his sentence, Yazid? Yazid, after the event of Karbala in his palace, when they saw, when he saw the captured, said, "La'abat Hashim bil mulk fala khabarun ja'a wa la wahyun nazal." It means the clan of Bani Hashim, as my brother said.
Yes.
They, you know, they had hatred from Bani Hashim. Yazid said the clan of Bani Hashim played with the religion and revelation. There was no revelation. There was no God, nothing. It was just all play. And then Lady Zainab the Monster just started to explain about this plan, this conspiracy. That was the second part. And we can say that this second part maybe was more important than the first part.
That's right.
Because this completed that.
Okay. And there's a famous sentence, I think, by Lady Zainab that when she was asked about the tragedy of Karbala, she says, "I saw nothing but beauty."
Yes. Yazid said, أَرَأَيْتَ صُنْعَ اللَّهِ بَأَخِيكِ. Did you see what God did to your brother?
Okay.
He didn't say, I did.
Okay.
God did.
God
he
did.
Said, Lady Zainab, by that sentence, meant that what God did was beautiful. That was the position of Shahada. It was beautiful. But what you did was brutal.
That's right.
It was not. I saw just beautiful. But what you did.
Okay. That's all
and
right.
They were ashamed, you know, several times. Even Yazid were ashamed after the lectures of Lady Zainab. A lot of people in the palace of Ibn Ziyad and in the palace of Yazid started to cry. They were negative. They were afraid of the effects of
the punishments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They cried. Some of them escaped from the palace.
That's right.
You know, the effects started from that palace up to this day.
Okay. Such powerful speeches were given by Lady Zainab over there in the palace in front of the enemy. We can say after, as you said, bearing all those hardships and afflictions, you know, during the story of Karbala, long way. And where does this power come from? I mean, except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be given to a lady like Zainab over there. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the role of Lady Zainab and what took place after the story of Karbala in the Great Levant and the Palace of Yazid. May Allah curse him. And the true punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befell upon Yazid, you know, and all the killers and assassinators of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they have to wait for the great punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, which is promised by Allah himself. Thank you much, Sheikh. And thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration on this topic. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. TNL the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanat.
الله أكبر جبتني الكربلة خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة الله أكبر جبتني الكربلة خويا يا حسين دشوف العائلة
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar.